Chatham Kent's Greatest Hits, 99.1 CKXS. Tanner and Robin on the phone lines with soon-to-be former MPP of Lambton Kent Middlesex, Monty McNaughton. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Tanner and Robin, and to all the listeners out there, it's great to be with you today.
So you have, in the last, I guess it was a week and a half ago now, that the news broke that you are leaving politics. You have resigned your cabinet post as the Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, and are now stepping down as our local MPP. Tell us how this all happened. What's going on?
Well, first I want to begin by just saying it really, truly has been the honor of a lifetime to serve Lambton Kent Middlesex. I was actually elected on October the 6th, 2011, so 12 years ago today. You know, I ran in five provincial campaigns. I've served three terms on municipal council back home in Newbury. And my family and I started talking about this through the summer. I knew at some point that I would always go back to work outside of government. I mean, I grew up in our family business in Newbury, and we talked about it through the summer, and I'm going to be starting a new work or a new job in the private sector very soon.
Now, are you able to say at this point what this new private sector job is?
No, I'm going to finish up my job as MPP. As I said, today's the last day, but I'm going to be starting my new job very soon and look forward to sharing details in the coming days on that.
Now, I know that being a politician, I don't know firsthand, obviously, but it's a very grueling lifestyle that, you know, you're going back and forth to Toronto, you're doing trade missions here and there. You specifically, as the Minister of Labour, have been traveling around the province and beyond. It's a hard life when you have a family.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one reason why I'm moving away from government. You know, we talked about it, as I said, my wife Kate, daughter Annie, and I over the summer reflected back on 12 years. I mean, literally hundreds of trips as a family back and forth to Queen's Park. And our daughter's 10 years old. I've been the MPP for 12 years, and I'm just looking forward to the opportunity ahead. Of course, it's an emotional time because I loved serving Lambton Kent Middlesex, and we've done some great things together. I mean, I've always taken the approach that the best ideas come from home and to take those ideas to Queen's Park. One of the things I'm proudest of is that there's going to be a brand new hospital in Wallaceburg. I know that's something that the community rallied behind, and there's a lot of great things that we've done together over the last 12 years.
I was going to ask if you have a proudest moment. Clearly, that would be that's a great, great thing that I know you've campaigned for even before being in cabinet. That you've always been pushing for that, the Wallaceburg Hospital and the Save Our Sydenham Committee, all that stuff. Do you have any regrets of things that you wish that you could have done during your time in office?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I think the push to get more people into the skilled trades. I mean, we've had a record number of people joining the trades in the last couple of years, but it's something that should have been started years ago. I mean, I've been clear. We've told people for way too long that the only way to be successful in life is by going to a university. Clearly, that's not true. I mean, careers in the skilled trades pay six figures with pensions and benefits in a lot of cases. So I think that push should have started much earlier. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things that probably we should have started much earlier. And, you know, there's always things that you probably would have changed. But I think it's best to reflect on what we have accomplished together under the leadership of Premier Ford. I mean, major investments into our rural communities. I think of the natural gas expansion in Chatham-Kent, the broadband expansion, the new hospital. In the last 12 months, we've had about 70,000 people go from social assistance into training for jobs. So a lot of great things have happened, and I know the next MPP will continue to fight for our riding.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the next MPP, I know that this being your last day as in that position, what happens at this point now? What's the process of getting someone else in that position?
Well, there'll be a by-election coming up. I don't know when. That'll be up to the premier. But there'll be a candidate selected to run for the PC party. And I'm certainly going to help that candidate because it's important to have a member of the government. And I know under the leadership of Premier Ford and my colleagues at Queen's Park, there's nearly 3 years left in this term, and it's important to have a voice at that table to ensure that shovels get in the ground for that Wallaceburg Hospital to continue fighting for the skilled trades and other key infrastructure in our riding. So I'm excited, and there'll be more details, I'm sure, in the weeks ahead on that.
Right. Regardless of party stripes, do you have any advice for someone who's looking to get into politics and maybe thinking of taking a run for your job? What would you say is the most important thing they should be keeping in mind?
It really is about listening to the people of Lambton, Kent, Middlesex, and taking those ideas and really advocating on their behalf. One of the things that I'm really proud of, I remember a number of years ago when we first formed government, we got rid of the Drive Clean program. That was an idea that came from Lambton, Kent, Middlesex. I mean, I remember going, meeting with farmers and small business owners and families in restaurants across the riding. I mean, I used to go to the Track Kitchen in Dresden all the time, and I remember hearing people complaining about, you know, the Drive Clean program, and we championed that back in opposition before we formed government, and we just kept working on that, and then in the first year under Premier Ford, we got rid of it. So it's that type of approach that I think is really important, and it also keeps you grounded. I mean, I grew up in Newbury, in rural towns, in villages across our riding, and I just think it's really important to listen to the people and to take those ideas and just to get a sense of what they're thinking.
Fair enough. Now, as this is your last day, you're going to have a long weekend as a private citizen and moving ahead with your career in the private sector. What are you looking forward to most?
It's more time with my family. You know, this week I had an opportunity to take my daughter to a cross-country meet, which, you know, doesn't maybe sound like a big deal to many people, but it meant a lot. And I remember driving her home from the cross-country meet, and she was in the back of the minivan, and she said, "Daddy, thank you so much. It meant a lot that you were there today." And to me, family's the most important thing in life. I know it is to other moms and dads out there. I mean, you know this, Robin. And that's what I'm most excited about. I mean, there's going to be, you know, new career opportunities going forward, obviously starting a new job soon, but it's spending more time with my daughter and my wife.
That's awesome. Well, MPP, I hope that our paths will cross again as in your future life, but it has been it's been a pleasure getting to know you over the last 12 years as our local representative. So thank you so much for all the time you've given us.
Well, thank you for everything and everything that both of you and the entire station do for our community. I do also want to give one shout-out to my staff who have served so loyally for 12 years in the Wallaceburg and Strathroy office and my Queen's Park offices. I want to thank them. I owe them a debt of gratitude as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Monty.
We really appreciate your time, and congratulations on your career, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Great. Thank you, and we'll be in touch, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Monty McNaughton on his last day serving as MPP of Lambton, Kent, Middlesex.